A big upset was in state Senate for Kohala and Hamakua. Senator Malama Solomon lost the Democratic primary to former state Senator Lorraine Inouye. Observers say Solomon's close ties with the ousted governor Neil Abercrombie could be a factor, along with Solomon's support of the failed Public Lands Development Corporation. Inouye will face Libertarian Elaine Schiller in November. Two potentially contentious races are in State House for West Hawaii. Incumbent Democrat Richard Cregan will face Republican, former JAG attorney and coffee farmer Dave Bateman. And incumbent Nicole Lowen defeated Kale Akaka, granddaughter of Senator Daniel Akaka. She will face a strong challenge from first-time Republican candidate Kelly Valenzuela. North Hawaii Councilwoman Margaret Willie will face Ronald Gonzalez in November. Anti-GMO advocate Willie received 46% of the vote. Observers think negative mailers out of Oahu attacking Willie did not sit well with Hawaii Island voters and probably only served to boost Willie's votes. Approximately 6,000 voters in Puna will be sent absentee ballots and must return them within 21 days. There are two races there to be completed. County Council incumbent Gregor Iligan faces three challengers. State House Rep. Faye Hanohano faces four. The Puna voters could also be crucial in the U.S. Senate race, where Brian Schatz leads Colleen Hanabusa by just over 1,600 votes. This is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.